Would the children like to come up? And this is going to be an animal story. Who knows what animals are like? Supposing I showed you a bird, would you be able to tell what sort of bird it was? You know, suppose I just showed you a little bird. How many of you can recognize birds? Okay, well, I think you'll recognize this bird. Can you think of a bird with a very, very big beak? What's the bird with the biggest beak that you know? The beak that can hold lots of stuff. It's an ocean bird. Pelican, that's right. Now, this is a story about a pelican. Now, this man was going down to the beach, and there were pelicans there. And he had some bread, and he was breaking off bits of bread and feeding it to the birds. Have you ever done that? Well, he was... Yeah, okay, yeah, that's good. You feed your chickens, that's right. And he was throwing the bread onto the water. And another man walked by and he says, "Pelicans don't eat bread." He said, "Oh, that's strange." He didn't know that. But then he saw this pelican. He picked up the bread. And then he flew up in the air. And then he flew right to the other end of the lake. And he dropped the bread in the water. And what do you think happened then? A fish came up to eat the bread. And what do you think the pelican did then? He swooped down and grabbed the fish. Wasn't that clever? You see, God's made these birds and animals. They're very clever, actually. And you know what? God himself is very, very, very clever. Cleverer than us. Because he made the animals. And he gave them the ability to think so that they can do things like that. Isn't God great? Good. You can go back to your seats now.